as well. We'll see if he actually pays up on that. But we're having fun out here at Castle Noel. Again, we're here tomorrow also from 3 to 6:30. Tomorrow we lead you into Cleveland Cavalier basketball. Tonight we take you to 6. And don't forget, our election coverage begins at 7:30 tonight. Our own Craig Adams is going to anchor that. He'll take you right up until 10 o'clock this evening when we should have most of those election results in. Well, this next portion of Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by the Medina County District Library. Digital downloads are free. For details, visit mcdl.info. That's mcdl.info. And here with the Medina County District Library, Tina Sable is joining us. Tina, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Doing well.
Yeah, we're doing very well. We'll see, we're inside, so we're not getting blown away by the wind. So, yeah, that's not so bad, but we're doing all right. When I think of a library, never in a million years did I think about copiers, printers, faxes and scanners, but you guys have all of that now.
We do. We've actually had it for quite a while, but here before the holidays, we are going to be rolling out all new machines. They actually call them multifunctional devices, so that sounds real fancy, I know. What the heck is that? But basically, it's a printer, copier, and scanner, and now all of that is going to be free, except for if you print more than 5 sheets a day, you have to pay anything above that. But the faxing, the scanning, and a lot of your prints will be free.
Very cool stuff. Have you noticed an uptick in that use? I mean, 5 pages, that's pretty cool. You can get up to 5 pages for free, because I know for me, I mean, we're lucky enough to work in a place that has a device like that. But if you don't work at a business that has something like that, that's an incredible tool to use.
Well, I know in my own home, we never have any ink in that printer, ever, ever. It drives me crazy. So we end up, you know, coming to the library to print things out, or like you said, doing it at work or whatnot. But if you don't have that option, yes, the library is definitely the place to go. We're really trying to make libraries community destinations. Even if you aren't running in there to get a book, you're running in there for a service that is vital to your everyday life, and you really appreciate it.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And boy, again, we're spoiled because we work in a place that allows us to do that on a daily basis. And we go through quite a bit of paper, whether we're scanning or we're emailing, or we don't really fax as much anymore, but we print quite a bit. We, you know, make quite a bit of copies also. But I also never really thought of a library as a place that was going to be forgiving on fines. I remember my parents would put the fear of God into me if I didn't have the books returned in time, but it seems like fees for you guys have been waived.
Well, if you truly are overdue, like we're basically at our library, our everyday items can be checked out for 3 weeks at a time and up to 5 times. So that's 15 weeks.
Wow.
If you go over that, we'll start fining you.
Yeah.
Or if you never bring the item back, you're going to have to pay for it. But we no longer are making our members renew their items. So if it's Monday and you know something is due on Tuesday and it's a really busy day and you never get online to renew it, or you never make it back into the library to renew that item, it'll just keep rolling along unless somebody else has put a request for that item. But if it's not something that's really in hot demand and you want to keep it a little bit longer, it'll just keep rolling along for up to 15 weeks and you don't have to worry about it. Which is nice for us people who really mean to read before we go to bed, but we fall asleep before we even get to the 10th page. And it you know, it takes some of us a little while to get through some stuff. So for those items that no one else has a reserve on, and they aren't those brand new books that we put a little bit of a limit on so that they can get to more people more frequently, yeah, you can almost forget about it up until the 15 weeks. And we do send you reminders, because I can see where it would get really, you could get very forgetful with these things. You will get a text or an email or a phone call, whatever you opt for, if you do have an item that needs to be returned.
Sure. Tina, you mentioned that online renewal. To me, that's one of the greatest. That's a godsend to parents, because you never know where your kids are going to end up taking you. At least this is what I've learned with a 2-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And sometimes you just don't have the opportunity to get back to the library. You guys give that option that they can simply just get online.
Absolutely. We've been doing that for a long time. And honestly, we have a relatively new CleveNet app.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that. I love it because it's basically like sitting at your computer all day and reserving books.
Nice.
For instance, today I was at the dentist's office and I was reading through an entertainment magazine and I saw the title of a movie that I meant to see 2 years ago. I whipped out my phone, went to my CleveNet app, and reserved it.
Wow.
In a couple of days, they're going to call me and I'll go pick it up.
Wow, that's awesome.
Very nice. That's a heck of a... What's it called? Nice. The CleveNet app?
It's just called the CleveNet app. We are part of CleveNet, which is, I think, about 42 libraries all over Northeast Ohio, actually even Northwest Ohio, and we all share our collections. So if there is one copy of a movie, say in Sandusky, oh, wow, and I put a reserve on it, that movie from Sandusky can come to Medina. I can view it, return it, and it goes back to Sandusky.
Wow. I'd imagine that's got to be nice for the latest, like, Dan Brown novel or something someone might want to get at, but everyone tends to be renting it. You can put that hold on.
Put it on hold, and as long as you don't need it tomorrow, it'll show up, and you can watch it whenever it arrives. Yeah.
Very nice. So the fines won't be levied to you if you hog up Ty Tracy's 3 days in Ashford. I get the Medina County District Library after you to kind of put the clamps on. You make sure you don't hog it up for 15 weeks. Yeah. Again, we're talking with Tina Sable with the Medina County District Library on our Spotlight on Medina here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. What a lot of times you think about the holiday season, you think about coming to a place like this, Castlewell, having a great time. But, you know, I think it's also important to understand that you should really keep your health and wellness in mind around the holidays, and that's a very difficult thing to do, but you guys have a lot of health and wellness programs going on.
We do. We're part of Healthy Medina, which is, it started in just the city of Medina, with working along with the Cleveland Clinic, and it's expanded to Wadsworth. It's now hopefully going countywide. And we offer programs, quite a few programs, to help with your health and wellness. A lot of meditation. You know, I mean, what time of year is more stressful than the holidays? So coming up, we have quite a few yoga classes and meditation classes, and we always offer health screenings and the such at the Brunswick Library. We actually have an event tomorrow night. I don't think it's full, so I want to mention it. It's in partnership with Brunswick High School. I don't know if you've heard of these. They have them quite often at different high schools around the area. It's called Hidden in Plain Sight, and it's a course for parents to go to, mm-hmm, where they will basically show you and take you through a typical teen's bedroom and what to look for that could be signs of risky behaviors. So that's at the Brunswick High School tomorrow night. You can actually go to our website and register for that. You could probably also call Brunswick High School and find out about where to go for that. It's from 6 to 8:30. So for people like myself, I have a current eighth grader. That's something, you know, you kind of want to be one step ahead of your kids. You know you have a good kid, but you also want to know what to look for.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I heard about one of those for the first time a couple days ago. And it's fascinating how that's really kind of picked up steam in recent years. And this isn't the first time that Brunswick High School has hosted some of this. Is it? This is the first time?
I'm not sure if it's the first time. I know Medina City Schools did it maybe last year. I know they've offered it down in the Cloverleaf area because often we will partner with the schools for this. So just in my memory, which isn't all that good, but I do remember Medina and the Cloverleaf schools offering it in the past as well here in Medina County.
I always thought those offer up quite a tremendous amount of information. Sure. Even if you don't feel like your child is somewhere in there, you can explain that to your child, and if they notice something in their friend's room or something along those lines, I mean, I'm sure it saves lives.
Well, sure, and for parents, I'm sure it's a big-time eye-opener as well. So,
yeah,
again,
true.
You said that tomorrow, that's 6 to 8:30, correct?
6 to 8:30, yes.
All right, very good stuff. Well, you guys are going through a little bit of an interior renovation, are you not? Second floor?
Yes, we will be soon. In 2019, we will begin a renovation of the second floor of the Medina Library, basically where the current reference department is. In 2017, we got a donation of nearly $2.4 million from a lady named Virginia Wheeler Martin. She grew up in Medina proper. Her family was from Seville, and she had three great loves in her life: her husband, animals, and local history and genealogy research. Huh. So she really had her own library in her home. Even though she moved to California and spent the majority of her adult life out there, she never lost ties with Medina. I remember when I first started working at the library in 2003, we got the letter from her saying, I come from a long line of people who live a very long time, so don't expect this money anytime soon. But the Medina Library is in my will. And then come 2016, 2017, that's when she did pass away, and the money was left to the library. So we are going to be redesigning that area. We're still going to have a computer lab. We're actually going to have a new meeting room. We're going to have an additional small study room, because that's something people really want. They want places to go for meetings and to do projects and whatnot, because in schools now, almost everything is project driven. Additionally, this is the big exciting part, we're still going to have the local history room that we've always had at the Medina Library, but we're also going to have an addition onto that with technology that goes along with the genealogy and local history. So all of those VHS tapes from 1984 that your mom took of all the fun things you did on vacation, you can finally get those transferred over and you can do them yourself. It won't cost you anything. And we can get all of those digitally remastered for you to have forever and ever. And many other offerings on that side. I'm not the genealogy expert, but there's going to be many, many things. And we're partnering with a lot of the genealogy and local history societies around Medina County. And then on the other side of the room, we're going to have a makerspace that would really lean itself towards the STEAM programming, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. That'll be great, really, for all students and even adults. We're going to have some sewing machines in there. We're going to have laser engraving, potentially. So a lot of ways for people to go to the library and make things in that space.
Boy, you can transfer VHS to DVD. Now, see, there are a lot of VHSs that I'm hopeful for my childhood are destroyed.
Yes.
I've seen some of these videos.
I've seen some of these videos, Tina.
They're not good for anyone to watch.
No, they aren't. Well, trust me. As a kid, I did some things I wish were not on film. But
I think one was from like 2 weeks ago.
It wasn't 2 weeks ago. Get out of here with that 2 weeks ago. Well, we can't let you loose without talking about the Winter Wonderland at the Lodi Library. Takes place a little less than a month from now. Feels like we are in a Winter Wonderland here at Castle. Well, it's a wonderful place, but what's going on at your Winter Wonderland at the Lodi Library?
Okay. This event used to be held within the Lodi Library, but then a few years ago, they got the idea to partner with the Merchants Association and just a lot of the groups in Lodi, and now it's held on Lodi Square. And it feels so nice when you go down there. I mean, I know the square in Medina, you cannot beat it, but Lodi's trying. They will have a horse-drawn buggy rides. They have Santa. The 2 years ago when I went, Santa arrived hanging off the back of an ambulance, and it was like, and then ho, ho, ho. It was pretty awesome. Yeah. The kids they absolutely lose it. They think it's so cool. Plenty of hot cocoa and cookies, so everybody's all hyped up on sugar for right in time for Santa to arrive. They'll have a bonfire right there on the square, roasting marshmallows and making s'mores. There's reindeer, real live reindeer that you can go over and pet. Every year there's something a little bit different, but those are kind of the staples of the event, and it is such a sweet event right down there in Lodi. You don't want to miss it.
Sounds like it's tailor-made for kids, and the kids just absolutely eat this up.
They do, and in fact, it's kind of geared towards adults as well. A lot of the businesses will stay open a little bit later. It's from 4 to 7 in the evening on Saturday, December 1st. So it's just in time to get a little bit of that shopping done, kind of explore the Lodi area. If you've never really been down there, this is a night to go check it out. It's very nice.
Sounds like it'll be an absolute blast, boy, from fire trucks to pet reindeer to campfires to hot cocoa. I mean, they've got it all covered down there.
Yeah, sounds like a great time. Look, if you love the holidays, that's the place to be.
Very cool stuff. Well, Tina, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time. You guys have a lot going on here.
We do, always.
All right, good stuff. Well, thank you again, Tina.
Thank you.
Again, Tina Sable joining us with the Medina County District Library here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. This portion of the Spotlight on Medina brought to you by Medina County District Library, where digital downloads are free. For details, visit mcdl.info. That's mcdl.info. Time